too for wagon, and there's a tongue, they call it, in that pit. You got on each side of that.
What about you use the tongue with that in between them, and a buggy, you just take
one? There's one, there's shaves on each side of this horse.
Rim. My daddy was a full train here, right along in his wagon. They hit a hole or something, my grandma started to fall out. He was 6 months old, my granny reached and grabbed him by the arm. When he did, she let go of my daddy. And he fell out of the wagon. The wheel ran over his head. You step back, you didn't step on his head, just this close to him. They took him to the doctor, never heard of him. Evidently, he's rubbed out on him. But on the wagon, traces come back to, what would you call that?
Single tree.
What if you had two of them, still call
that? Double tree.
And the thing you might drive your horses with, you use a
whip.
And, thing that, when you went to the store and you bought some fruit or something like that, the grocery might put that in.
We said bag, why not David? Back then they said poke.
That means the same thing as a
poke. Poke. I don't know
what I mean. What about a big, one of those that's made out of cloth, but you still call it a bag?
I suppose. Actually, in my dad's own store, they didn't know that. Things made out of wood they call kegs.
Those are small.
Mm-hmm. I just tell them once again, I think of them kegs.
They look just like the
wood. And some of them was large enough to have a faucet on the end so you could get out so much. And he sold kerosene and gasoline. Well, I was in a drum and you just put your bottle or jug or what was under it and turn the faucet on.
Get the camera to it. Anyway, steel things that run around the barrel or the keg to hold it in place. What would it call those?
Now, there was a name. Staves, but then they were shipped into Kentucky and made into the real thing. And
the staves, those are wooden things. Did they call those things the steel, the little metal things? Did they ever call them scoops or anything?
Well, actually, the staves was moved into Kentucky, and I didn't know.